Hey y'all, I'm having a bit of a day and not going to be getting around to some of the things I wanted to work on, so we're going to answer some questions instead because I felt like talking to you. So, number one, where is your favorite spot to be kissed? Disregarding the obvious answers, I guess that little spot on your neck where it meets behind your ear, or inner forearm, maybe. I don't know if there's a bad spot to be kissed, so. Two, food before fun or fun before food. I'm assuming in this question that fun is fucking, and I guess I'm a snacks after sex person, so fun before food. Three, are you a snuggler? Absolutely, and enjoy trying to pry me off. Four. So it says, what is the most exotic dream you've ever had? I'm not sure if that's a typo for erotic, considering the audience and the location. All of my dreams are extremely vivid. I often wake up and have to stop and ask myself several questions to determine if they were real. But I guess a nice combo is during quarantine, I've had many exotic erotic dreams about finally being able to travel and be touched again. And I had a really nice one about the ocean in the Virgin Islands recently. But that's all I'm going to say about that. Number five, Dom, sub, switch, which are you? Light sub, bratty bottom, topping from the bottom as always, like I say. I get commentary about how I sound switchy, but I think that's more just being sassy when the situation calls for it. Number six, what is your guilty pleasure? I do not think that anybody should be guilty about anything that they find pleasurable, so. Seven, hot showers or bubble baths? I love taking a really elaborate, luxurious bath, but not really an option for me on the daily, so. It's a shower daily and constantly waiting for my friends with bathtubs to invite me to partake. Oh my god, or hotels. Number eight, classy lingerie or fuzzy pink handcuffs and blindfold lingerie. Number nine, do you invite someone in on the first date? I invite someone in whenever I want to. I don't believe there should be rules. Number 10, would you invite me in? I don't know you. Your account's deleted and there is no information about you here, so no. 11, if we're out shopping for clothes, would you sneak into a fitting room with me? Well, not with you because you're a stranger, but that is always something I've wanted to do. I think it's actually referenced in my Valentine's Day audio. 12. Can you tell me some reasons why I like you? I will give the reasons that my friends and partners have given in the past, I guess. I'm funny and nurturing and caring and and I cook and bake, and I think I give good advice, even if I can't take it myself usually. And I am truly that person who, if you called me at midnight and said, I want to drive 4 hours into the middle of nowhere to watch the sunrise over this mountain peak I saw on the internet, I would probably have a shoe on before you were done speaking, and then I would pick the coffee up on the way. Where's the last question? Oh, okay. 13. What could I bring you that would make you especially grateful? Iced coffee, French fries, present for my dog. But more seriously, I really enjoy sentimental things and things that are truly personal. So something you drew or wrote, a card that you actually wrote a note inside, small things that you maybe noticed that I like, or things that are really customized. Like I'm serious when I say iced coffee, because if you remember my coffee order, I think that means you're paying attention to me, and I like that. 14, if you were to give me a pet name, what would it be? I don't know you, so there's such a large dictionary, and I love pet names, but you would probably get called Babe until I thought of something else. Oh, last question. How did you get so beautiful? Melanin, skincare, staying hydrated, minding my own business.